Good morning, listeners. It's Gurley Clark here from Kaitaia, and I've got a very good gentleman that you really all know, Parliament, and he works wonders with some of the stories he comes up with issues. So here's James to talk about where he spent his Christmas and New Year's. Now, you spent Christmas where?
Sort of in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. So my family hail from Aportiki. Originally, they were farmers sort of east of Aportiki. And so we've got a lot of kind of family history and connections around there. So that's where I spent my summer holiday.
So now going back to work at Parliament, you ready for another year of 2019?
Yeah, that's right. So pretty much everyone's back at work now. The House doesn't actually start sitting again until after Waitangi Day, which I think is a recent tradition, but a good one. That our kind of first big thing after Ratana is Waitangi, and then that's appropriate, I think, for the House.
All after right. That. So it's after Waitangi Day, then you're back at work, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, James, the climate change of today. What's your thoughts about it with the summer months we've had?
Yes, well, so, I mean, this has been a consistent trend. I mean, you'll also remember last summer was the hottest summer that New Zealand had ever experienced. This summer we're seeing a different weather pattern, but it's also very warm. And in particular, the oceans this year are the warmest around New Zealand that they have ever been in recorded history. And so, while people obviously experienced changes in weather before, there is mounting evidence that that climate change is now happening, and that it's starting to have an effect, and that effect is quite dramatic. Obviously a lot of people are enjoying the warm weather over the summer, but actually there are consequences for that. It's definitely occurring.
Yes, I can see it myself too, and a lot of us are talking about it. Of course, one of the factors up here is they're telling us not to eat the seafood because of the hot weather. And of course, some of us add heat to it, but there are one or two that are around here, they're still eating it, you know, and I'm thinking, this stomach must be strong to hold that, you know.
Yeah,
but that seems to be a factor up here, and they keep telling us not to eat it, but I see a few of them are still doing it, and I'm wary when I see the pippies or the mussels or anything around. I don't touch it, you know.
So. I think those warnings are issued for a reason.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, people are taking a bit of a risk if they ignore those warnings, and we do know that when you get these kinds of very warm oceans as a result of the Earth heating up, then that does have an effect on sea life, on marine life. It affects bacterial growth and so on, and so it does actually affect our food chain,
yes.
And so that's just one of the consequences of climate change.
All right, okay. Oh well, thanks for talking to us this morning, James. I'll follow up in the near future with some other things that I could maybe able to talk to you.
Yeah, no worries. Anytime.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. So take care and enjoy going back to Parliament when it's in session.